All right, guys. Gosh, it has been a minute, and I'm so excited to have Allie Lovegood back on. Hello, my love. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you so much again for having me.
You're so welcome. Today, we wanted to have a conversation about healing. I'm not afraid of speaking the truth, especially when it comes to a lot of the toxicity that is within the spiritual shit show, me and Allie call it. And that is healing. That is the actual path of healing. Okay. Now, I want to give a little bit of a backstory as to how I have found myself, where I am today, why this podcast is created, why I'm a breathwork facilitator, why I do the things that I do. And the biggest thing was I had a spiritual awakening back in 2017. And when I tell you this was a dark night of the soul, it was a dark night of the soul. I have never felt so lost, so isolated, so alone in my life. And during this process, a lot of mental health issues came, you know, rose up to the surface. A lot of my own trauma started bubbling up. And I was at a point in my journey, I was not thinking about developing my psychic abilities by any means. I really wasn't. All I wanted to do was feel better about myself. All I wanted to do was get a handle on my thoughts. That was it. I never in a million years came into this life saying, I want to talk to dead people. That wasn't my intention. What happened was I started meditating every single day because, you know, everybody says it's great and everything. And within a week, I saw such a dramatic difference in my mind, in my wellness, in the way I felt about myself, in the way I was able to control my thoughts within a week. And then spirit started showing up. That's literally what happened. I wasn't looking to develop my psychic abilities. I was looking to heal. I was looking to take responsibility for my healing because I didn't want to think the way that I thought for, oh my God, how many years? For 30 years. I wanted to change the way I thought about life, the way I thought about myself, the way I thought about everything. And it was through that process of setting that intention for healing that I realized I was a psychic medium. Now, doing this for many, many years and working with a lot of people, I can tell you that everybody's journey is different, right? We all have our own trauma, our own story, and we all find our own way to this path. But I can honestly tell you that there is a reason why it is the healing path. And that is because we come to a place of spirituality to heal, whether it's from our religious trauma, our relationship trauma, our mental health, whatever the case may be, it's the path of healing. And we've heard it time and time again. So as much as I love crystals and, you know, we have the owner of Maze Mystics here who has such an, you know, an incredible assortment of crystals. I think that we see as healers, you know, we both offer services, whether it's breath work or crystals or whatever the case may be. There's this syndrome that I like to call like shiny crystal syndrome. And that is people coming in to the spiritual world, being so fixated on the magical aspect of it, the labradorite, right, that shines, the quartz crystal, all of the cool metaphysical things, you know what I mean? The manifestation, the law of attraction. And they get so fixated on the shiny object that they're not actually doing the work. They're not actually going inward and questioning themselves, questioning the shadow aspects, making peace with those parts of ourselves that aren't necessarily pretty, you know? And that is what's going to bring true transformation. That is what's going to allow you to really, truly see the power that's within you. And right now, like me and Allie, we've come to a place where Allie has her own story as to how she is now a crystal shop owner, as well as a breathwork facilitator, because she actually didn't start out that way. You started out being a narcissistic abuse coach.
I did. Yeah.
And it just kind of spiraled into realizing that you have to start with the root. The roots create the fruits. You have to go inward, despite the abuse that you have endured, despite how other people have treated you. It is your responsibility to go inward and to ask the questions, why? So tell me about your story and how you have like literally went from narcissistic abuse coaching to breathwork teacher.
I love it. I love it. So I was abused as a child. And then of course, since I was abused as a child, I looked for partners who had the same characteristics as my abusive mother and father. So when I was in a marriage for 10 years, and it wasn't all abuse all at once, and it wasn't bad all the time. So I was constantly confused on whether, like, am I being abused? Is this bad? Like, what is going on? And then, like, in 2014, I had my whole near-death experience where I died and went to the other realm, which was really cool. And we talked about it on our other podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get into that later. But anyways, what I did was, like, whenever I came back, I realized, like, all the shit that every time I didn't set a boundary for myself or for other people, how much that took away from my soul and how much that took away from my true self. And whenever I was with Archangel Raphael, he's showing me every single aspect of what I wanted to hit, what I call markers. Every single one of those I missed all the way up until I was 21 years old. And I was like, how could I have been this stupid? How could I have not seen this from the very beginning? Like, why would I even give myself the opportunity to miss something so small, but on the grand scale, it was major to my life. So it was so interesting on how, like, the whole near-death experience has really shaped everything that I do now. Mm-hmm. And going, like, whenever I came back, I was bedridden for 2 years. Like, I relied on my friends and my home health nurse, and they really helped me get to where I need to be today. So it wasn't until like 2019 where I realized that, holy shit, I really am being abused by him. And I need to get out, because I was ready to commit suicide in July 2019. And I took a whole bag of mushrooms, ate them, and my dog talked to me for the first time. And he said, I'm here to help you. I need you to stay. And then 6 months later, he saved my ass again. So it's just like, and that's whenever I escaped. So in 2019, I was reading about shamanism and shamanic breathwork. Have you ever done that?
I have done some shamanic breathwork. That's crazy.
It will take you to places within yourself that is just so beautiful and euphoric, and like you have never experienced that feeling before. And it was so interesting. The other day last week, I was looking at my old posts on my archives on Instagram, and I have a whole thing on there posted about shamanic breathwork. I don't even remember posting that. And wow. Then after I left my abuser on December 8, 2019, I decided to do breathwork every day for 30 days. I was like, I'm going to give myself 30 days to get my mental health in gear so I don't end up suicidal again. So I don't have to feel like absolute crap and have all this stored trauma trapped in the tissues, the nadis, the meridians, and in my organs, because I'm already having a hard time functioning to begin with. So I decided to do breath work every day for 30 days. And I saw a huge shift within myself. I decided to do breath work because there was no way that I could articulate the amount of trauma that I had been through with a therapist or a psychotherapist or a psychiatrist. Like, there's no way that they could even comprehend half the shit that I've been through. And then they're going to tell me, oh, they may gaslight me, which what happened to me as a child. And I was like, I'm done with therapists. So I did breath work every day for 30 days, and it got me to where I needed to be. And then I decided to become a breathwork facilitator. And while I was doing breathwork facilitating during my classes, people would ask me, what crystals can I hold during this time? Where should I place them all throughout my body? And I was like, well, if I'm recommending good crystal shops and they're getting like $40,000 in sales a month from me, I might as well open up my own shop. And this is what I did. So
I love that.
Yeah. All the crystals are super clean.
Yeah.
The energy is just insane. Yeah.
Oh my God. I love that. So as far as your journey into breath work, how long, like how many minutes did you do breath work for that 30 days?
47 minutes every day.
47 minutes.
47 That's, minutes every day.
Can I just point out that it was like, I really truly believe like my meditation practice was the catalyst for me.
Yeah.
And I saw the effects within 7 days. 7 days, I saw such a completely different mind for myself. And you saw such transformation within yourself doing breath work in 30 days.
Yep. And the reason why I chose 30 days is because it takes 21 days to form a new habit. And I was like, fuck that. I'm going to hit 30. Like 30 is my number to go to. If I'm going to do something new, it's going to be 30 days regardless. So I decided to go ahead and break that barrier. 21 days isn't going to do it for me. I'm going for 30. How far can I take it? Because if I'm doing something, I'm 100% in. Yep. So whenever I was doing breath work every day for those 30 days, I realized this massive change within myself. And I was like, holy shit, I could help a lot more people. So then I decided to help people with abuse recovery. Narcissistic abuse recovery is what I specialize in. So I was able to help people make escape plans, find out funds, get them resources in their local area for like women's shelters and things of that nature. Help them find lawyers, like get them groceries, all those types of things that everybody needs and they don't really realize they need it whenever they escape. So I helped over 150 people all around the world when I was doing narcissistic abuse coaching. But what I was realizing is as the people were talking to me, they were reliving their trauma and it killed me to feel that on that level, because one, I've been there. Two, it's so hard to talk about trauma. And it's almost like a lot of people become embarrassed. A lot of people are ashamed. A lot of people still blame themselves for having to go through that experience in the first place. And a lot of the blame that they're carrying isn't even their blame, it's other people's. So it's just one of those things where I was realizing like, holy shit, am I getting to the point where it's like, I'm not really helping them. Yes, I'm helping them get out, but I'm not helping them release the trauma within the body. And I was like, okay, what modality is going to give that person the instant gratification to get them on their life path and to get them to heal the trauma and release it out of this, the tissues and the meridians and the organs of the body. And I was like, all right, well, I've been doing breath work for almost a year now, so I might as well do it myself. And I became a breathwork facilitator and this is where I am now.
See, it's like, it's the breadcrumbs, man. I think that it's never, your path is never going to be like a package, like an Amazon Prime package. I really don't believe that. I think that people come to like psychics and everything and get all the readings because they want to know their life purpose. And when I tell you it doesn't work like that, it's the breadcrumbs along the way. It's the conversations, it's the connections that are created. And then it just falls into your lap, right? Like for me, we're two different sorts of breathworks, guys. I'm revelation breathwork and you are, what kind of
breathwork? I do so many different types of breathwork.
You do.
Yeah. There's hundreds of breathworks and I do probably 30% of what is all available there's so many different ones,
right? Yeah. So many different ones. My breath work is called revelation breath work and it's different than yours. So mine requires the person to lay down and it's just a belly, chest, exhale, belly, chest, exhale. And it's so simple, but when I tell you within, oh my God, within 7 minutes, you're crying like a baby. Like,
yeah.
Things are just releasing. And for me, I found breath work. I always heard about breath work, but I didn't have my first experience until COVID when we were in lockdown. I don't know how I found it or whatever, but I found a free breath work class. So I tried it and it was virtual and everything. And I'm telling you, it was my aha moment. You know, there are things when you get into like the spiritual world, like you're going to want human design reading, you're going to want a natal chart, you're going to want all the things, but there's going to be things that are going to be like your ahas, like the mic drops, the things that really connect you to your soul. And that was one of them for me. So I knew instantly, I'm like, I need to become a breathwork facilitator because this is incredible. So I did. And, you know, I realized that I don't want to say that it like catapults you into your healing, where you can like, you can heal so much within a 45-minute breathwork session. And it's not about sitting there in your trauma, reliving all of the stories and everything. You don't even know. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I do breathwork for myself, an emotion will come up and I don't even know what memory it's associated with. And frankly, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like whether it's anger or grief or mad or rage, I don't care where the memory is. I really don't. It could be from my childhood. It can be from my adolescence. It can be from last week. I know that I need to feel that, work through it, and release it. It doesn't matter what it's connected to. And that's what breathwork does. You know, we were just talking too about shamanic shaking. Oh my God. I love that. I introduced it to like my private clients when I was doing my spiritual retreat, and like they all were like, oh my God, it's just so simple. It's so incredibly simple, but what a shift that it brings. And when I'm literally talking about putting on like a 3 to 5 minute song and just shaking the shit out of yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Shamanism, like shamanic shaking, shamanic breathwork. Like if you really want to take yourself to the next level, do any sort of breath work and then like do shamanic shaking after, and you just feel everything go. Have you done, like, what's the longest session that you've done for breath work?
Like an hour and 10 minutes.
Okay. The longest one I teach is 2 hours.
Oh my God.
Wow. But I'm telling you what, you will have like a full blown psychedelic experience without even having to take any psychedelics. And then you're happy for the rest of the day. Like I can get people to activate their own DMT, dimethyltryptamine, within the lungs, because that's where it's stored. So yeah. I can get people to activate their own DMT after they have had a huge emotional release to where they can experience joy for the first time in a long time.
I love that you said that, because my brother-in-law is now like, he wants to go to Costa Rica and do ayahuasca. And I'm like, and he's trying to get me to like be open to it. And I didn't hear the call yet. You know what I mean? I am, if you have heard the call from mom, you know, from ayahuasca, that's great. Like I haven't heard the call yet. And I keep on telling them, I'm like, do me a favor before you go and spend thousands of dollars to go to Costa Rica. Let's do some breath work. Let's just do breath work. And everyone's so apprehensive about it, but it's like, I feel like so much of the experience with breathwork, I've never done psychedelics or anything like that, but I can tell you the experiences that have come through breathwork are pretty fucking wild.
Yeah, they are.
You know,
so you can have so many beautiful things happen to you during a breathwork session. You can have divine messages come in. You can have the full-blown psychedelic experience. It balances your nervous system so your body can actually feel normal and get out of fight or flight, which is going to like increase your confidence, increase your self-esteem and your image. And then you're able to enjoy the happiness in everything else of that nature. Whenever it comes in, it's just like, experience such euphoria at one time just by activating your breath, something that you can do for free. Like I can guide you through it and you can do the same thing, but you're doing that all by yourself. That's the work that you're putting in for yourself. And a lot of people can't even comprehend like something as simple as activating your breath. They're like, well, I breathe every day. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
I guarantee you don't. If I watch you right now, you're more than likely breathing backwards, which is only chest breathing, or you're inhaling and your belly is deflating, or then you're exhaling and your belly is inflating. So yeah, it's just, that's breathing backwards. And a lot of people breathe in with their chest. And what happens is, like, this whole pocket right here, right below your throat chakra and right above your heart, there is a pocket right there that will hold on to so much anxiety, because you cannot have your diaphragm move down whenever you inhale, so your heart can pump properly. And then whenever you exhale, your diaphragm moves back up to also pump the heart properly. So if you're a chest breather, you need to stop that shit immediately. Go back to belly breathing, inhale and inflate the belly out like a balloon, exhale and deflate the belly. And I guarantee you're going to change. Guarantee
that. Yeah. I'm a shallow breather by nature, like very shallow breathing, to the point where when you realize the power of your breath, you actually do realize, like, first you're forgetting to just take a deep breath. There's a reason why so many times when you're in a panic attack or anxiety attack or anything, the first thing that somebody says is take a deep breath.
Yeah.
It's not just to chill you out. It's accessing parts of you energetically that is allowing you to chill.
Yeah.
To not be in fight or flight, you know?
Yes. A lot of physicians that I am associated with, they are telling their clients to take deep breaths. But what they're not telling their clients is, you're breathing backwards. You're doing it wrong, because you're going to cause more of a panic if you don't do it correctly.
So what people should be doing is focusing on belly breathing.
Belly breathing only. Yes. Take the inhale through your nose, inflate your belly out like a balloon, exhale and deflate the belly. If you are breathing with your chest, your diaphragm cannot move down far enough to where your heart can pump properly. So if your heart is irregular and it is freaking out, the rest of your body is not going to be relaxed.
Yeah.
So if you are able to sit up straight and tall and then just belly breathe, inhale through the nose and then exhale out the mouth, or inhale through the nose and exhale through the nose, your belly better be going in on the inhale and deflate on the exhale. That's how you're going to properly get yourself back into where you need to be.
Love that. Love that. So since I have you here, let me pick your brain regarding crystals. Okay.
I love it. Let's get into it.
Yeah. Let's do like a quick, like the first thing that comes to your mind. I'm going to say, like, crystal best for this. I don't want you to do any research. I just want it to, like, come out as quickly as possible. This is her accessing her intuition, guys. It's the first thing that comes to your mind, right? Okay. So take a deep breath. Okay. Protection.
Black tourmaline.
Self-love.
Rose quartz.
Focus.
Clear quartz.
Oh, that's interesting. I thought you were going to say fluorite. speaking your truth.
Oh, kyanite.
Creativity.
Golden healer.
Sensual energy.
Honey calcite, actually. Honey calcite would be, yeah, honey calcite. For sure.
Sensual energy.
Rhodochrosite.
Seeing the truth.
Seeing the truth?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, amethyst.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I like amethyst. That. Positivity.
Amazonite.
Abundance.
Oh, malachite, baby.
Money.
Citrine.
Physical healing.
It's not my favorite, but red jasper.
Okay. Grounding.
Black obsidian.
Feminine energy.
Ooh. I would say either creedite or wolfenite are the two that are coming to mind.
Okay. How about expensive but worth it. What crystal?
Oh. Aquamarine.
Oh, I have some aquamarine. Yeah, that was expensive. That was very expensive.
I just inquired this huge piece. It's literally this big. It's like 12 pounds. It's an aquamarine with muscovite, and it is in perfect mint condition. Oh. It was mined in the 80s in Pakistan.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh,
damn. Okay.
Yeah.
How about cheap but worth it?
Cheap but worth it.
Hematite. Yeah, like a steel.
Yeah, hematite.
Okay. All right. How about accessing intuition?
We're going to have to go with the semi-precious. So that's going to be your amethyst for sure, 100%.
Mediumship development.
Fluorite.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not even kidding. Because you have to have such a clear focus.
Yeah.
Yes. And you have to be in alignment. So like, say that you have rainbow fluorite, right? Mm-hmm. Like, look at all this. You have different qualities of fluorite going right into there. So there's going to be, it's different layers of mediumship and it's different layers of fluorite. So get yourself some rainbow fluorite.
I love that. I always go with like clear shit, like apophyllite, selenite, clear quartz. Okay. How about witchcraft?
Ooh, curcum or diamonds.
Oh.
Curcum or diamonds.
I like that. How about unveiling the truth?
Blue appetite's a really good one for that. Okay. Malachite is, or actually revealing the truth. If you want to know who your true friends are, you're going to wear white opal and it's going to be a bracelet and you're going to want to wear it on your left wrist.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about, I'm like having fun with this. Okay. This might be a little too much, but I don't care. How about sexual energy, having more profound orgasm.
That's going to be your carnelians for sure, because it's such a firestone.
Mm.
And if you put carnelian in rhodochrosite, like say that you're doing a, let's call it a ritual, because everything that we do realistically is a ritual, whether we want to admit it or not. If you pair rhodochrosite and carnelian together and you want it to be about passion and enhancing your love for your partner and it being both mutual to where you can complement each other's happiness, carnelian and rhodochrosite together.
Oh, that sounds like a very interesting duo, I must say.
Yeah.
Okay. Writing.
Oh, fluorite, baby.
Okay. Let me think of one more. How about connecting to the divine?
I would say Iris Agate. Have you ever seen Iris Agate?
No.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I have it in my shop in the collector's edition. So it's a banded agate, but what it does is that whenever you hold it up to the light, you see all the rainbows in it. It's the full spectrum.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. I like
Iris.
That.
Real iris agate is very hard to get right now. Very hard to get. And it has to be clean material.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll send you a photo. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's
guys,
the full spectrum.
If you're feeling spiffy, the link to Maze Mystic will be in the show notes for you. If you are getting, or if you are driven to grabbing any of these crystals that are popping up. Also, okay. Let's talk about our upcoming event that we're doing.
Love it.
So first off, let me tell you this. This download popped in. Like, I get a lot of prolific downloads in the morning, right? Like in that half awake, half asleep. And I literally, it was so random where it was like, reach out to Allie and see if she wants to do an event. And then I reached out and she was like, oh my God, I had something like, didn't you say like, I had some, like an idea, like come to me like last week about doing the same with you. So what we are doing is we are connecting. We are doing a 2-hour workshop on March 21st.
Yes.
And that is the new moon. And it's at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. And what we're going to do is Allie over here is going to open us up with some breath work. And then we are going to do some psychic skill building exercises. And I have some really exciting exercises that I cannot wait to share with you guys. But we would love to have you. Yeah, that's really it, right?
I'm super excited for this.
I'm so excited.
I was thinking about this too. And if you guys really want to take your psychic development to a completely different level, there's some legwork that you can do beforehand before the class. Now, if you notice, the new moon is also on the spring equinox. The spring equinox is the 21st. So if you're joining this class, the spring equinox realistically is the beginning of the new year. And it is one of the most abundant times because everything is in full bloom. There are little baby animals everywhere. And you need to get yourself to be like, okay, what are my goals, right? So some of the legwork things that you could do for this is fast the entire day a week before. Like just pick one day and fast. Just drink water and that's it. Eat a salad and fruit or like vegetable broth the next day to get your body into that. Do a 3-minute cold plunge. No smoking, no drugs, no alcohol, no sexual activity, no kissing, no nothing. Try to be as silent as much as you can. 10 minutes of meditation, being absolutely still. So if your eyeball twitches, you need to start that 10 minutes over and then join the psychic development class in the breathwork, and you're going to be farther than you have ever thought.
But right, you're getting a head start.
Give yourself that. 24 hours, that's it.
You could do a 3-minute cold plunge because I can hardly fucking do like a minute.
Girl, you know, like the cold is my nemesis. I cannot stand being cold. And whenever I decided to do this 24 hours, I was like, okay, how far can I get? 3 minutes was the max that I could get. And I was like, okay, I'm going to try 10 minutes. So like, it's only 65 degrees here today in Georgia. Like it's been in the 80s, 80, 85, and it's beautiful. So I was like, okay, well, when the pool is cold, I'm going to get in there and I'm just going to cold plunge myself. I'm going to do it. So that's what I do.
See, I do a quick, like cold shower after my shower and it's hard. Yes. It's getting easier. It is getting easier, but like, good for you that you can freaking do 3 minutes. Cause I am like, I think I got to a minute. I'm trying to push to 2, but it's hard. And that's another thing that you guys can do, guys. Just another thing that you can add to your toolbox is cold plunging. It's, you know, if you don't have a pool readily available, you can literally do it with your shower, like the last 2 minutes or start out with 30 seconds, I should say that, and work yourself up to going to 3 minutes. And I'm telling you, it is such a powerful tool just for your mindset. And I always say, like, if this is going to be the hardest thing I'm going to do all day.
It really will be. That's it.
You know,
that's it.
Yeah. Then my day is going to be great regardless. Right. So that's another thing. So, you know, there's so many nuggets here, like the shamanic shaking, breath work, just taking deeper breaths, cold plunge. These are all things that you can start implementing. And I'm telling you, like, you're going to see a difference.
You're going to see a difference. I have found that it is much easier to do the cold plunge before. Like say I'm in the tub or I'm in the shower, right? And I was just like, okay, I need to like wake my body up. Let's get things moving. Let's have like the best day ever. Mm-hmm. I will cold plunge first before I turn the hot water on. And let me tell you what, it is so satisfying when I'm done with those like 3 minutes.
I can see and that.
Girl, it is like the most amazing thing ever because it's just like, oh yeah, baby, I just did 3 minutes of that. And now this is my reward. This is the reward.
Okay. Yeah.
So try that first and text me and let me know how that works for you.
Yeah, no, I can see that. I'll try that because then you get warmed up. Yeah.
Yeah.
that will most likely work better for me. But you guys, so, oh, and then another thing, have you ever watched Emotion, the documentary? Yes.
Fabulous. Recommend everybody yes. do it.
Watch Emotion. I'll have all of this information in the show notes for you. I think it's on Amazon Prime.
It is.
Or Gaia.
It's on Amazon Prime. It's definitely on Gaia. It will never go away yeah. from Gaia. I can tell you that. It's yeah. been on there since the day it came out on Gaia. And another good one is Heal.
Yes. I think that was on Netflix, right?
Yeah, it's on Netflix and it's on Gaia. So they talk about stored emotions being trapped in the body and how people, no matter how much therapy they go to, no matter how much yoga they do or things of that nature, it's not releasing the trauma out of the body. And people are developing autoimmune diseases, they're manifesting cancer and everything else in this nature. And it's just like, you see their health go completely downhill. And then the people around them are just amazed. They're like, but they went to therapy, they eat good, they meditate every day, they do yoga, but that's not releasing stored trauma in the body. So guess what happens? They're stuck in the cycles.
Yep. Yeah, that was a good one too. So you guys just have so many drops of goodness. Go watch these documentaries, go grab these crystals and come to our event because it's going to be amazing. The link to reserve your spot will be in the show notes for you. Ellie, as always, thank you so much for coming on and hanging out with me.
Of course. Thank you so much.
I'll see you guys around the internet.